fans, welcome back to the All the Things podcast. I am Jenna.
And I am Brie.
We have returned.
Hope you didn't forget about us.
We know you missed us.
Yes.
So much. What has your life been without our podcast?
Our podcast has been life-changing. I know it. And I'm so sorry that we gave you 2 months of nothing. But we're back. So,
and better than ever.
Oh, are we? I don't know. I'm not. No,
this,
I'm just kidding.
This is the first time we've seen each other since last year.
Yes. Since literally, what, December 7th? Was that the date?
Correct.
Of the, 2 months.
Yeah.
And we've, and this has happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And
never
I do
that
recall.
Long, though.
Yeah. Last time it was longer, remember? It was like almost, yeah. It was
serious?
Like 2.5 months. And
oh,
we
disclaimer.
Out.
If you hear sounds, oh, yeah. We have both of our fur babies here today because
they're meeting for the first time. They're besties.
They're going to be besties. So, Mackie Boy, which you've met, of course, on the podcast, he is a little excited because, you know, he's a middle-aged man. He's a middle-aged man, and Remy's a puppy, and she really got him all worked up, so.
And, yeah, he's, like, breathing very heavily, and
he's basically having a stroke, but it's fine.
Oh my gosh. I hope not, because I can't handle that. No, you can't have
No, Remy.
Okay, wait.
And that's the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
We're still a hot
mess.
That
should be our new thing. Our podcast is only a minute and 30 seconds. It's just like a pop-in.
It's not okay.
This is a great idea.
So
we just call it the Daily Brew. So it's like
the Daily Brew.
We sip some coffee and we just like pop in for your day.
For a literal a minute and a half episode.
Yes.
Hey, we're
the
still
best
alive.
90 seconds of your life.
That's our tagline.
Yes!
Wait.
Yes.
All the things is no more. Now it's, what did you call it? Brew time?
No. No. The daily brew.
Is
that what I said?
Yeah, the daily brew, the best 90 seconds of your life. Okay, wait.
I think it's a great idea.
Have you listened to any of the Morning Toast podcast?
Okay, so after you told me about the Morning Toast,
hey, calm
I
down.
Tried it. Okay. Because I typically listen to a podcast when I walk her in the morning.
Right.
You know, to keep my soul from leaving my
tell
body.
You hate it.
Like, I really tried, Brie. I really did. But it just, it just wasn't my vibe.
I, you know, yeah, there are some episodes that I'm like, meh, and it's a good one that I just play while I'm like cleaning or, you know, doing stuff. But some of them I'm so obsessed with because they really do give you some very, like, if you like celebrity gossip and like, what's it called?
I don't know.
Celebrity gossip, and if you like, there's a phrase I'm looking for that's just not there. It sometimes it's just really what I need.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, all the things are happening in Hollywood, and now I know them.
Right.
Thanks to them. Not that it matters. But I love it. I do love some.
Hi.
I guess.
Is she nibbling on
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but it's cute.
I prefer. Well, I guess that's still technically like a lifestyle type podcast,
right.
But I prefer like what I consider true lifestyle. It's like, tell me all about how to be the best version of myself. Tell me all about what you're doing that's helping your mindset. Like, tell me all about, you know.
All about.
What's going on in your life and the skincare that you love and like those kinds of things.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Like
so,
girlfriends sharing their favorite products kind of vibe.
So what we said, I feel like is a good combination of both of those.
I agree.
However, All the Things podcast is just the top tier. And if you're not listening, then you have no idea what I'm saying right now, obviously. But we're the best, to be honest. We have it all.
It doesn't get any better than
this. It's in our title. Yep, this is the best. And I apologize for that. This is the best you're ever
gonna
get.
No apologies.
No, I'm just kidding.
We're
amazing.
We are so proud of what we've done here. No, I seriously think we need to have the Daily Brew.
Okay,
Why am I speaking like that? We need to have the Daily Brew. Where we pop in, minute 30 seconds.
Okay, so here's my idea. I like the idea of segments.
Oh, yeah.
So, like...
This is not the first time we've had this idea.
Ow, Remy. My dog
is life-changing. Hardcore biting me. For anybody listening that has had a puppy, please tell me when the biting stops.
Never.
Like, when does the chewing... That was so encouraging.
You're welcome.
I'm defeated. She has needle teeth still. Look.
She really does.
Look at them. Look at those teeth.
What is the word I'm looking for? It's Okay. Epiphany. Not epitome. Epiphany.
You had an epiphany?
Well, no, like I was pretending as if that was a huge epiphany for us that we should do segments.
Oh, but got it. Talked,
yeah. Right. I'm still on that.
Remember we were supposed to do hot takes and we did it once?
No, hold on. I'm going to look. We did. That hurts. Hey, don't hurt your mom. Let's see. Ow!
She bite. Oh, she one. Wanted to go outside.
She just went.
She didn't do anything outside.
Oh. One. Oh, I think you're right. Oh, I'm thinking of rant sessions. We did a few rant sessions, we only did one hot take.
Yeah.
But, okay, but yes, segments coming in like themes, it could be a thing. And I think...
It could be, but will it?
That's the $1 million question.
That is the $1 million question. That's what we'll make.
Yeah. So before, we do have an idea for today's episode. We do actually have something to do.
Yeah. Since we're
trying to talk about. Oh, sorry.
There goes the dog.
But the thing is, and here she comes again.
She's terrified of Mackie.
But like she runs toward him because she wants to play. Oh. And then as soon as he acknowledges her, uh-oh. No Mackie. No, Bubba. I'm sorry. So this is a very spastic episode already. But
it's real life, right?
That's real life, and it's
we're all about being real.
Yeah. Do you mind if I pull those up so he can look
you
out?
You can try. Something's wrong with it.
Oh,
but by all means, try. Absolutely. No, yeah.
But what if I break them and then...
Then I will buy new ones and we'll never speak again. No, I'm kidding.
Wow. Go and that is the end of our friendship.
Pull the blinds up.
Well, maybe I should just do this one.
Sure.
Boom.
There it is.
Hey, look out. Okay. So, anyway, what I was saying, we have an idea for this episode. But before that, it's been 2 months, Jenna.
I know.
We have a lot to discuss. No. We have a lot to catch up on. You and I haven't really caught up yet.
We have not. Because
we've been trying to be the middleman for our pups.
It's true.
So now it's time. There's a lot of things happening in life.
Are there? I mean, on your end, one thing. Very exciting.
Do you have anything that you would like to share? Any life updates?
I wish that I did.
Nothing at all.
Honestly, nothing comes to mind. Other than I'm a dog mom now.
You are.
Which we've already established. And she is literally sending me to an early grave. I have strongly considered rehoming her multiple times. But Cole and I decided we're going to give it a year. And, well, but my mom's first in line.
No!
Yeah. We're going to give it a year because she is just a baby.
Yeah.
But more so, I think the issue that I'm struggling with is, you know, I have underlying health issues.
Yeah.
And there are just days when I don't have a break. And so, like, I will wake up some days because I've not been able to sleep or she's woken up in the middle of the night and I'm already seeing double in the morning. And, like, by afternoon, like, I'm in so much pain.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's just, I feel like I can't sustain it. So, if she doesn't get into a better routine and kind of work through, you know, like her teething and everything. She has her surgery tomorrow. If in a year it's something I cannot maintain,
yeah,
then we will rehome her.
Mackie. Hey. No. You can't play with her toys because you'll rip them up. And I know you don't mean to, but you get too aggressive. Okay, well, even though I know this will never happen, yeah, if you decide to rehome and for some reason your mother's just like, I could not ever, please let me know.
I'll take her because she's so precious.
She is a very loving
dog. And she's so beautiful.
And she's very smart.
Yeah.
And she does want to please. So, like, all of that's great. And she's learning a lot. But she is a handful because I don't know if I've mentioned this on the pod, but our little girl Remy, her name is Remy Mathilde, first of all.
That's why have I never heard that?
I told you that.
No, you didn't.
I sure did.
No, actually, you literally said Remy, and that's it.
Really?
I've never heard her full name. I'm so sorry.
Her name is Remy Mathilde.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm obsessed.
I was kind of obsessed with it, too. So, Remy Mathilde, and she is a Pomsky, but she might as well have no Pomeranian in her at all, because she is just a straight husky.
Yeah.
The issue with that is that because the husky's not tempered at all, it's not particularly peaceful. She has to dig and scratch and tear, and some of that is puppy behavior, but some of it is just like she's a little willful. And So that's been challenging, but she is beautiful. She truly looks like a tiny little husky.
She does. It's amazing.
Her tail, her blue eyes. She's a chocolate merle.
Yeah.
Very pretty girl. But yeah, she's driving me to an early grave, but I care about her. I keep telling him, I was talking to my mom about this. I was like, I don't love her yet. Oh. Cole loves her, yeah. But I don't love her yet. But I care about her. And like, she's
That's a step in the right direction.
I think so.
I believe that that's
a step really in the right direction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else?
I'm proud of you.
Do you have any other updates?
I feel like you do. I feel like you,
I feel like we're trying to,
Okay.
Woo. Okay. Hold on. Let me just collect my thoughts.
Reeling it in.
We are potentially moving.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. Where and why?
I'm so excited.
No.
Are you ready?
Yeah. No.
Do you have Sky Miles?
I'm sorry. Where are you moving?
Are you ready for this?
Where are you moving?
Are you ready?
Jennifer, I'm literally asking.
If I don't laugh about it, I'll cry. Are you ready?
Yes.
California.
You're joking.
I'm so not.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Traumatized.
Oh, that never gets old. No, we were just looking for another piece of investment property here locally. And we've already had a few people come through that will rent this condo.
Okay.
And that'll be residual income, you know, is what we're working on. So
I literally my heart stopped.
I know. That's why I did.
That's not nice.
I love you so much.
But, like, it's 100% believed it this time.
You believe it every time. That's why it's so much fun.
Okay.
No.
So you're not moving to California?
No. We're just moving locally.
Okay, cool. I'm okay with that.
Broadening our portfolio of properties.
That's awesome.
We actually put an offer in one recently, another condo, but we were outbid.
Oh, that stinks. But not the right place.
Right. Not the right place, but hopefully we'll find one.
Okay, here's something I'm going to say so we have witnesses.
Okay.
I understand, and both of us can, you know, we can both do better about this. I understand that life gets busy and we might not see each other every week.
Right.
But we have to at least share things over text.
You know,
you got to tell me
things. This is a great point.
Yeah.
And it's in the back of my head, like in my mind, like I should share this. Like I should be more open as a person, you know?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is. Because it's not just, it's not like I don't talk to you.
Yeah.
I was with my family recently. I think my sister brought that up. Like, you never text me. And I was like, I don't text anybody. it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
I don't even text my husband during the day.
Yeah.
I have to, like, think sometimes. I should probably just be like, hey, thinking about you. Hope you're having a good day to the love of my life. Like, and I try sometimes because he will text me every now and again. Just be like, I'm thinking about you and he'll praying for you because I know you're not feeling good. I love you. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
And that always makes me feel good.
That's sweet.
But it's not natural for me at all to communicate with anybody in my life.
I will say there have been a couple times where I have, like, the one time that I was, like, having a mental breakdown and I was really struggling.
Yeah.
And Jenna was so sweet and she asked me, like, what can I do for you? And I said, I would love to just talk to each other more and, like, keep up. And there have been a few times where you'll, like, text me and it literally makes my whole day. And I'm so happy and I'm just like, oh, my God.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And I remember we're like, yes, we will make a point to communicate more during the week.
It happened twice.
And then did it happen, like at all?
Yes.
And then it was sometimes
randomly. No, I understand,
like,
though.
when we do briefly speak, whether it's in, like, trash bag through chat or something.
Yeah.
It will be like, I'll have this flashback of memory, like, oh, I'm supposed to be texting her more.
It's okay.
And I literally, like, I had another friend text me the other day. And I realized it this morning that I just, like, oh, she texted me days ago. Oh, and I just forgot.
You did that to me, too. And you, like, it was so funny, though, because when you responded, you were like, I did not realize that you texted me 5 days ago.
So bad. You don't understand.
But I never take it personally because I understand.
Well, I know.
That's just how.
But I still feel bad.
No, it's fine.
But listen.
But, like, if you just, like, if you find something exciting and you're like, hey, this is a place, please let me know. You know?
I want to. Okay. I'm going to be real. I'm going to be real. I think this is my issue. Like, I legitimately think this. And I was talking to my mom about this recently and it was so validating because she actually said, like, this is what's going on.
Okay.
Like, she validated me and was like, you know, it's okay if you need to talk to somebody. I legitimately have been clawing my way out of a pit of severe depression.
Yeah.
And it affects even like seeing something like, oh, that's so funny, and I'll send that to you, or like mm-hmm. texting you, because so much of the time I'm just like, meh, just like apathetic about everything.
Yeah.
And just don't even think about it. I did try to send you some TikToks the other day. I was like,
you did, and then you do it. Funny.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It's a challenge. But we're, you know, we're pushing through.
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And it's important to, like, be willing to speak about your low points, I feel like. And
I think that's true.
I'm very proud of you.
Thanks.
I love you.
Love you
too. You're my best friend.
Yeah.
There's always a spot in the episode, you guys, that we're just going to profess our undying love for each other. And that's just how it is. Happens literally every time.
I think it's a great thing.
I do too.
We should all be more open with how we feel about each other.
Yes.
You know? Because life's hard.
Life is terrible. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
Wait, no. That's not what I meant. Life is a gift. And it's beautiful, but it can have its dark moments.
Very true.
Stop. You're hurting me.
Yeah. Remy's biting really hard right now. She's do you see the needle teeth?
Like actual like needles.
Little needles. Look at that.
Yeah. Ow!
Oh yeah, she will bite the fool out of you. Look at my scar.
Oh my.
Yeah, look at that scar.
And this one.
A scar on my ankle. She bites very hard. So we're working on that one.
Yeah.
What about you? I know you have updates because okay. I'm aware of what they are.
Yes. So I don't recall if I've actually ever spoken about my desire to do this thing on the podcast. But travel nursing has always been something that I've – no, that's a lie. Nope. Let me start over. I never thought I would do travel nursing because I always heard travel nursing and thought like, okay, California or New York, I'd have to go across the country. That is not true. You have to be 50 miles away from your home address. And I found a travel contract in Charleston, South Carolina.
So exciting.
Which is like 10 minutes down the road from where Ashley, my sister, lives. And it's only, I mapped it, it's only an hour and 12 minutes away from my apartment.
Nice.
So I've decided it's a 13-week contract. I will be making bank. I'm gonna pay off my debt. My student loans, my car, like everything is going to be fantastic.
That's so great.
I'm so excited.
I was not kidding when you text me about this.
Uh-huh.
I did a happy jig in my house when you told
me. That makes me happy.
I was so happy for you.
And it's only 3 shifts a week. And because it's so close, so if I have like an isolated shift, like a random Tuesday, and I'm off the Monday before and the Wednesday after, I'll just commute. Because like, big whoop. I used to commute to Savannah.
Yeah.
If I have 3 in a row, I'll stay with Ashley and Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pocket the stipend for housing, and it'll be great.
Nice.
So I'm super excited. And also, I have the option, if I just need a getaway and just to be, like, alone for a few days, I can get an Airbnb because I've already looked, and they're so cute. They're They're all over the place.
And, like, can we just take a minute to talk about how much fun it's going to be for you to, like, pop in and out of the coffee shops and little eatery places.
Wow.
The eateries in Charleston. Like,
I'm super excited.
Wait. Have you ever been to Nosh in Charleston?
No. I've heard you tell me about it, though.
The toast is so good. You get toast. You get avocado toast, or you can get, like, this hummus toast with delicious coffees. Like, have to stop by.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that I've thought about too.
Yeah.
And it depends on how you're feeling and everything, but like we could potentially have like a little girls weekend.
That is very true.
Like if I work like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
yeah.
You could just come stay with me at an Airbnb for like Friday night.
Yeah.
Spend the day Saturday and then come home.
That's true.
Just saying.
That is true.
This is like the start of.
Is he okay? Is he gonna go potty?
I think he has to poop.
Do you have to go potty?
She has to poop too.
Is that how he indicates to you?
Yeah.
She does the same.
Look at his stomach. He's like trying not to whine. What?
He's sighing. It would be so fun to go antiquing. I've been craving going antiquing for like 2 months. But like with our guys. Like I want to go have like lunch and then go antiquing and just drag them around with us.
Drag them around. You have to go.
They hate stuff like that. But like, listen.
Hold on.
I'm assuming everything we just said will be cut out. So, like, I'm jumping in. I know for a fact that I am codependent on my husband. What?
No.
And I am so okay with it. Yes. We are so codependent on each other. Like, I don't want to go anywhere without him. So, like, our girls' weekend, Cole will be there.
No! No boys allowed!
Disclaimer again. We just got back from walking the dog. So, who knows where we left off.
Yeah, we don't really know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening, but I looked in the mirror and I looked like a literal trash panda, like a raccoon. Okay. I need to know. What is that audio? How does that audio go?
I don't
know. Oh, listen. I want to be chill.
Oh, yeah.
But God has other plans for me. I want to wear mascara so badly. But it always smudges, and I look like a raccoon.
Okay.
Is it just my eyes?
No. Mine do that, too, and I'm so annoyed. And so I've gone through, like, so many different types of mascara to try to, like, fix that problem. But, like, I just don't wear any on the bottom. Yeah. Every once in a while, it'll get, like, a little bit. But I just can't because I can't stand that. But also, I don't like how my – not I don't even use concealer anymore. But, like, my moisturizer – tinted moisturizer or whatever I'm using, like creases under here.
Oh, same.
You know?
Yeah.
Or like right here.
Yes.
And it's so annoying. But okay, the lash thing reminded me. Mm-hmm. Mackie, no. I'm sorry. You can't, you're going to tear up her toys. He loves to play with toys, but like he just destroys them. So where was I? Oh, well, lashes.
Mm-hmm.
I have decided. My last day at B&H is Monday.
Yes.
Which is insane to me. How is that already a thing? My first day at my new job is not until the 21st. So I have Tuesday through Sunday off. And there's a lot of things that I need to get done and things. And we need to hang out that week. But I had the thought. I was like, I want to do some self-care. Like something that I've not done before.
Yeah.
I have never in my life had a facial. And I'm going to, she's here in Bluffton.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe we can hang out afterwards. It's on Tuesday. I'm getting a facial for the first time. And I'm so excited. And it's like there's a list of things that she's going to do. And I can't remember all of them. But it looks really fun. And I'm finally going to do a lash lift and tint.
Nice.
I'm not doing extensions. Because, like, you know, I've heard horror stories. But I'm so excited.
That's very exciting.
And I won't have to wear mascara for, like, a month.
That sounds like heaven.
Yeah. And so I'm super excited.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, with my new, like, I'm not salary. With my new
income,
like, this might be something I can keep up on a monthly basis. Like, once a month.
Yeah.
Because, like.
And you can pay for me, too.
No, I'm kidding. No, yes, I will.
No, I'm kidding. I would never.
No. Unless I made you.
I mean. If there was an instance.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. It's like buying a coffee and it wasn't, but like, no, I was kidding.
I know you were, but like, that would be so fun.
But like, for real. No.
So, but also like a bestie massage day or like a spa day.
Oh, Cole and I are going to get massages.
Wait, but is that something you would do with me without Cole?
Yeah.
Okay. Like a spa day, like just like around town. That would
be nice.
Like we don't have to go anywhere. We could just do it here in Bluffton or something.
Where?
There's that new, oh wait, is that in Beaufort? No, that's in Bluffton.
What?
The new Whisper place. And they have like one of those salt room things.
Yes. And I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember. Whisper.
It's in the old Golden Corral.
Maybe.
No, it is.
Oh, it is?
Okay, yeah, that was the Golden Corral.
So we could set up a spa day.
Yeah, that'd be so super fun.
So those are the new things in my life. New job, new lashes, new face. I'm just kidding. I'm not getting any. Wait. Sorry. I get so excited. No, that's me. That's fine. Hi. Did you see JC's?
Yes. Surgery? Listen. This is such a stupid thing to be proud of, but when she was posting and like hinting that she was getting plastic surgery and everybody was in the comments, the very first thing, and I almost commented it, but I didn't want to like come off as offensive because I didn't mean it in an offensive way. The very first thing that came out was like, she's getting her chin done. I know it. And the only reason I thought that was because the only thing JC's ever mentioned that she was discontent with, that she would change if she could, was her chin.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, she's getting breast implants. Oh, she's getting a BBL. I'm like,
yeah.
JC's never talked about that. But
never.
She has talked about her chin. And so then when she revealed it, I was like, I am so proud of her.
That's amazing.
I should have said, I know you're getting your chin done, like, for sure.
You should have. Well, also, I was like, wait, maybe I need one.
You do not need a chin implant.
Not a, like.
You have a perfect little chin.
I don't care about my chin. I don't mind my chin. I mind this.
Oh, like the, like where she did lipo to like, have a defined jawline?
Yeah, like I need.
I've thought about doing that for that little, this little pad of fat here.
Because I just, you know, like, just like a.
Wait, that reminded me of the meme. It's like.
The yes. little lizard. Anyway. So, okay. Wow. We are supposed to do like a little like question. And
let's jump into the other question part.
Yeah, we got to because
the pups are making this super challenging. So this is, this was the idea we had.
Okay.
Right. Since we're kind of jumping back in, it's 2022. We're jumping back into the podcast. If you're new here and you don't know Jack Squad about us, we're going to do our version of the Wired autocomplete, except nobody's ever Googled us. So
I've Googled myself before.
Have you really?
Yeah. Screaming. But there are, I do have to say before we jump into this, there are some new people and there are some people that have like reached out recently saying they just found the podcast.
That was very exciting.
And they love it and they hope we make new episodes. And it literally just made my whole life. So I was so happy.
If you're new here, like I just said, I know who you are. I've seen the messages too. Hello.
Hello.
We are so, so glad to hear. I won't say names because everybody needs to know privacy.
Yeah.
But I know that you're here and I'm so thankful that you're here.
It literally means so much to us. Like y'all's support and the fact that you even give two licks about what comes out of our mouth is just amazing.
It's so fun connecting with people.
It
you know?
Is. And I still have great expectations for this podcast and what it's going to be in the future. And we're so excited and we're thankful for you. So. Now on to the autocomplete interview.
Yes. Would you like to start?
Sure.
I'm going to make you start.
Okay. but like
I'm going to like force you. No, I will start if you're uncomfortable.
No, it's fine. Okay. But like technically I'm starting, but you're starting. Like I'm going to ask the
question. Oh my gosh, the dogs are like
they have the zoomies. So hardcore I will zoomies. Ask you the first question, right?
Okay. Sure.
So if you've never seen what we're doing, you need to go look it up because it's really fun to watch.
Super fun.
It's like Google autocomplete. So like you're typing in Google, what is or who is, whatever. And then you, yeah, just go watch it. So my first question for you, Jenna, what is Jenna like in real life?
I think that I am... you know what? I am a jovial person in real life once you get to know me. Like if you when you first meet me and if you ever see me in public and you're a podcast person and you want to say hi, like please by all means.
If you're a podcast person.
but I have been told that I come across as aloof and indifferent, and I swear it's just because I'm riddled with anxiety. I am actually a very fun, lighthearted, happy person most of the time. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, if you listen to the podcast, you know what? I am the version of myself, like the truest version of myself is podcast me.
Literally.
The outrageous, kind of loud, like loud laugh, just joking around.
That's Jenna.
That's the core of Jenna, okay? Who is Bree in real life?
Bree is... also an anxious person. However, I feel like I hide it very well.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm pretty outgoing and I love making new friends and meeting new people. But at the same time, I can be so socially anxious that I like new things. For instance, this new job, I've already had like little panic sessions because I'm like, I'm literally going to go in here and know zero people.
Right.
And meeting like a huge group of new people, that intimidates me. When I was little, when I was younger, like in middle school and high school, that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to be with people all the time and friends. But like, as I get older, maybe I just want to watch Netflix in my bed all day and that's okay.
Right.
But I think Bree is outgoing and joyful and sometimes I could be funny. It depends. I'm a plant mom and I'm a dog mom and I'm a wannabe... what am I trying to say? Like a,
I'm so sorry.
Hey, you're hurting your mom.
Oh my God.
Stop that.
Aunt Bree's gonna get you. Stop. Stop it.
It's so painful.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah, that's just me. I'm a plant mom. I'm like obsessed with plants all of a sudden and like everything that's green. And I love life and I love Jesus and I love coffee and I love painting. So yeah. Like just a lot of things. That's me.
I love it.
I love it.
Okay, question number two.
Okay,
you ready?
Wait,
I'm sorry.
Me. I asked you first.
But you started the last one.
Ow! I'm so sorry.
Got it.
Ow! Gosh. Okay. Looking little dog.
Okay, are you ready?
Is Bree alive?
Barely.
Barely hanging on. Yes, I am very much alive. I'm loving life lately. Well, okay, I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Because I also have been in a period of recently where I feel like I've been at my lowest.
Yeah.
So I'm really trying to just pull myself up out of that. And I'm like almost there. Mm-hmm. So I'm alive. And that's good. And I'm kicking. And yeah.
I feel pretty alive.
Is Jenna alive?
Technically, yes.
My heart is beating.
My soul is dead. No, I would say I'm alive, but not necessarily thriving just yet.
Okay. And that is...
Mm-hmm. But I'm working on it.
And that's great that you can acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And you are striving toward thriving. You're striving to thrive.
Yes.
That,
exactly.
That is great. I'm proud of you. So now it's my turn?
Yes.
How did Jenna and Bree meet?
We met at a, we met at a murder mystery dinner.
Which is like the coolest way to meet ever.
I know. And we like didn't say two words to each other.
We didn't.
Technically.
But
we were introduced and it was just kind of like, hi.
Hi.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And I think I've mentioned this before, but if you've not listened to the episode, the character I was playing, how very fitting, was supposed to be like loud and over the top and just like flitting around talking to everybody, which is not really my nature, but...
You kind of
got to see the most outrageous version of me playing that character. But your character was quiet.
Yeah, quite the opposite.
But you're quiet. So, like, we just didn't interact. But that was the night that we met. And then we went over to Kimmy's house, right?
Kimmy's house,
and we played games.
And didn't we watch a movie, too?
Yeah, we started to watch Elf.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I don't know what it was about that year, but it was around Christmas time, I think. That year... I was in multiple situations where, like, groups of people were hanging out. And I kid you not, like, five separate times, everybody put Elf on. And Elf is a movie I hate. Like, and I just thought, like,
I love that movie.
I'm being punished right now. Everybody's so excited. And, like, the fourth time in, I was like, oh, my gosh.
Is this a joke?
Another holiday movie, any movie at this point.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how we met.
That is how we met. And it's funny because, and I said this on a previous episode, but if you haven't heard it, I was so... Like, not in a bad way, but I was so intimidated by both you and Cole because I was, like, power couple to the max. I was like, they are incredible, and I will never be good enough to be their friend. But that's, like, that was my first impression, and I was like, wow, I want to know them.
And now
we're besties, so it's kind of cool.
He's cool.
So, you know, yeah, that's both of our answer.
Yeah. Next question.
Yeah.
Is Bree bigger than The Rock?
Wait, we have to specify. We're going down a list of like the most popular questions.
If you go on YouTube and if you've not watched the Wired autocomplete, they always do it with celebrities.
Yeah.
So some of the questions, but I had to read it. I saw it and I was
it's
like,
bigger,
I have to read
it's
that.
Very bigger than The Rock.
That was a question that technically went to Terry Crews. So we're just exchanging the names.
I physically, no, I am not bigger than The Rock.
It's about drive. It's about power. We get hungry. We devour. Oh my gosh.
You're so cute and funny. So physically, no, I'm not. But deep down, my heart may be bigger than The Rock's.
Okay.
Because I just, I love life, you know?
I get that. That works.
But also, maybe not. I don't really know him. He might have an awesome heart and like...
I don't know.
You know? So, is Jenna bigger than The Rock?
I would say that I could definitely match The Rock's energy.
Oh, 100%.
Like personality-wise? Yes. Sure.
Absolutely.
Obviously, physically, I'm like the size of a pebble, but, you know.
Wait, that's funny, because rock and pebble.
I love that it took you a few beats to get it.
So, is... screaming. Is Jenna married to Bree?
Yes.
Jokes on her husband. We're
literally sister wives.
Yes.
Wait, no.
No, that's not how that works. No.
We're not. What are we? Not sister wives.
We're, ow.
Bestie wives.
There it is. We're bestie wives. Yes. That's fantastic. I love these questions so much. Okay.
It's more fun because it doesn't make sense. We're not famous.
How did Brie get famous? This podcast.
Yes.
In 10 years
this
from
is
now,
our claim to fame.
Yes. If I were famous.
Yes. How would you have become famous?
I would like to believe that it would either be from, I used to always want to be a singer, so that would be super cool. Or I like went viral for my plants.
Mm-hmm.
Like my at-home jungle that is just thriving. Like I'm a new plant mom and plants. Yeah.
Excuse you.
How did Jenna get famous?
If I were famous, it would be because I was an Academy Award-winning actress. That was my dream as a child.
Wow.
So it would have been that.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
We're like speaking it out. Like, you're going to be an actress. We're still
going to be Oh, I am young. Not going to be an actress. That's the end of the list.
That's the end?
Oh, no.
Wait, we got to go find another one. Hold on. Wait.
That's it? Screeching.
We thought this would be a lot easier.
Okay, ready?
What
is Brie doing right now?
I am actively searching for more questions to ask Jenna. But also, I'm just thrilled to be hanging out with my best friend for the first time in 2 months and loving life and recording a podcast for our listeners. And our pups are becoming best friends, and that's what I'm doing right now. Nice. What is Jenna doing right now?
Jenna is doing her best to remain peaceful while her puppy bites her hands rather aggressively. Like, that's actually what's happening.
Oh, is Jenna a nice guy, but like a girl?
I'm a great guy. I think I'm a nice person. I've been told that I'm nice.
You are very
nice.
And
I certainly hope that people feel welcomed when around me.
Yeah. Okay, so this is proving... That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
This is proving to be a little bit more difficult than we thought because we're not celebrities. And yeah.
I've got questions for you though.
Okay. And I have a couple more for you.
Great.
So go ahead.
I don't remember where we left off.
I don't either.
But what languages does Brie speak?
Ooh. That's fun.
Yeah.
I speak English.
And no, only English.
Yeah. That's it. I actually do speak a little bit of Spanish.
Nice.
I understand a lot. But it's hard for me to put sentences back out and communicate.
Yeah.
But I can understand a lot of Spanish. But I'm also self-conscious of my accent and like the way I sound when I speak Spanish. So like at work sometimes, I 110% understand what the patient is telling me, but I'm scared to like respond and then be like,
yeah,
hablo inglés. Like, oh my God. So like I just get a little bit self-conscious, which is silly because I should think it's cool that I can communicate a little bit,
absolutely,
even, but I get nervous and I wish I could speak French. I do know how
that
to sing
nice.
La Vie en
Rose, isn't that the
or
language of love?
Yeah, even though it sounds a little bit throaty for me, but it's fine.
French,
yeah, just a little bit
interesting,
you know, back here.
Yeah,
anyway, what languages does Jenna speak?
Speak English. I do know some words in German,
which is so cool.
And I know a few words in Russian, which I, of course, butcher all of them. But, and I know a little bit of Spanish.
Cool.
Yeah. Not enough to get by anywhere.
Right.
But I can say, this is my kitchen. This is my dog. I can say, I love you.
This is my kitchen.
I can say hello and goodbye.
What was Jenna's first job?
Does working for a parent count? Like, or does it have to be outside of family?
No, But that counts. Because, I mean, if that was your first job, that's your first job. First job that you got paid for. How about that?
Technically, the first job I ever got paid for was within blogging. Like, I worked for brands.
Okay.
And then my first job that people, I think, would consider, like, a real job, mm-hmm. you know, because how people are. Although, I think blogging and all that's become very real. Yeah. It's a huge industry. I worked at a boutique, a clothing boutique.
Yeah, that's right.
So I worked in customer service. Never doing that again.
Never, ever. We hate people.
Have I ever told the story of the, like, 65-year-old woman that stripped down to her G-string in front of me and was topless? Have I ever told that one? That was great fun.
I'm truly shook, and I need to hear the story right now.
Okay.
That really happened in real life.
Oh, this happened. So, okay, listen, this happened, okay. And I am, it was life-changing. You've never been in the worst way possible. So this woman came in. She was about 65, I would say. She very well appointed and took very good care of herself. You know, she's in great shape, and uh-huh. she had extensions, all the things, right, to maintain, I suppose, an appearance of youth. But she looked lovely. She came in, and it was maybe an hour before closing, so there weren't too many people. I don't know why this matters, but it mattered to her. There was really nobody else in there. She came in, and, you know, I offered to help her, and I helped her pick a few things. She went in the dressing room, you know, and I sent her on her way, and then I just waited, you know, and would check on her a little bit. And I checked on her a couple times. She didn't need anything. And then suddenly, the dressing room door swung open. And oh, she no. called me over, and so I went walking over, and I couldn't, because of the layout, I didn't see her yet. I saw the edge of the door swing open, but I couldn't see her. I round the corner and address her. I'm like, yes, what do you need? She is standing there, topless.
Oh.
Okay?
My
in
word.
A G-string, like a true G-string. Not just like, oh, a thong. Like
literal like, string.
You might as well have nothing. Like, there was just... And I was shocked. I was shooketh, as the youngins say.
The youths.
So I had to, you know, maintain a neutral expression on my face.
I would not have been able to do that.
And not stare at this basically naked body. It's like,
yes, ma'am.
Are you okay? Do you need help? Like, she's like, oh, no, I just, I think I'd like to try whatever top. And she walks out of the dressing room into the boutique.
No, she does
not. I'm not kidding. And I was just like, do I correct this woman? Like, what do I do?
Yeah, like, ma'am, you might not want to do that.
And I did, was just like, oh, let me get it for you. Like, you know, in case somebody comes in, she's like, ah, I don't care about that, blah, 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 blah. And I was like,
oh.
I think others would care.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes moms come with their children. Right. Like, I mean, we have huge picture windows. Like, maybe you don't want to do this.
Maybe not.
So I just, like, picked a few things for her that she was pointing out and kind of ushered her back to the dressing room. I was like, if you need anything else, just call for me and I will get it for you.
Keep your naked body in the dressing room.
How did I phrase it? I think I said, I just don't want you to be, you know, exposed to anybody and you feel uncomfortable.
That's
good. Like,
I
put it kind of in her, like, I don't want you to be uncomfortable.
Meanwhile, you're like,
but I was shooketh to my core.
Okay.
I've never forgotten it.
Yeah, that is shocking.
I mean,
I will say... I thought when you started that story, mm-hmm. I imagined no dressing room involved. I thought it was just this old woman that just like dropped her pants and just like stripped down in the middle, which would have been equally as shocking.
It would have been.
But the fact that she didn't care
I still don't understand.
People just are very confident.
There was a guy that would come in regularly and ask me to try clothes on for him.
Would you do it?
No!
Oh, I was like, Jenna!
It was always under the guise of, like, you're the same size as, like, my wife. Would you try this on for me so I can
see?
That's
creepy.
And the first time I was like, we don't do that.
Yeah.
And I asked some questions, like, about her frame. I was like, I can help you pick something that will most likely, you know, fit her. And I didn't think much of it. Just like, that's weird, but he's a dude, right?
Yeah.
What does he know? The second time it happened, I remembered him because it was not that long after.
Yeah.
I was like, I said, you know, we've had this conversation before. Just, you know, for your future reference, we do not do that. I will not try anything off you. None of the other women that work here will try things on.
Yeah.
But we can help you pick the best possible option.
For
your
wife. Wife, yeah.
You know, is she here? No, she's not here. Just picking something out for her. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But then this kept
what
happening.
What a creep.
And so finally, I just got fed up and was like, listen, I am not trying clothes on for you. That is inappropriate.
For you to come
in here and ask a young woman to try clothes on for you. And I've never seen your wife. He never came back. But I found out he was doing it to the other young women in the other boutiques.
Ew!
In other boutiques around downtown.
See, guys are so creepy. Also, your brows are literal perfection. I've been admiring them for like 30 minutes.
Wait, you don't understand what that means to me.
No, like,
I've worked so hard to get that fluffy, like, soap brow without it being out. You know, sometimes it's a little much.
Yeah.
Just fluffy.
Genuine perfection. Like, I'm...
Thank you so much.
Wow. Also, mine are, like, nowhere near your level, but I've stopped plucking mine. Like, if I see them down here. But look how, like, they're actually getting kind of...
I can see it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they... Okay.
Very excited.
I did the whole thing, like, 2001. Like,
oh, wait, 2001? Did you? Was that? I think it was. 2000, 2001, 2002.
But I was 7. Well, I mean... No, I was in middle school. Anyway, 2000-ish, like, you know, in that era, I just did the whole pencil thin, and I...
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, but did you ever make the horrific mistake of doing the Instagram brow?
What is the Instagram
When they were, like, square in the inner corners and, like, way too dark? Because I did!
Oh. Well...
Somebody stop me, please. I think, oh my gosh, I think that I have... quite improved over time.
I'm very impressed.
Doing like makeup and brows and stuff, but like my gosh.
Well, I had higher hopes for our autocomplete interviews.
Listen, I think it's been fun.
It's been great, but I wish there were like 12 other questions that we could do because like this is fun. But I just...
What is Bree's real name?
Brianna Renee. That is my name.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
That's really lovely.
And... I like Brie Renee. Like, it's kind of a, you know, but Brie.
Yeah.
Like, I like Brie. I like Brianna, too. But, you know, this is kind of off topic, but on topic at the same time. It bothers me when I have people comment, like, on my Facebook post or whatever it may be, on social media in particular. My name is right there. Briana. And people comment on my post. Like, hey, Brianna, Breanna.
Yeah.
You couldn't just, like, lift your eyes a centimeter to see how to spell my name.
That's very much akin to me introducing myself, because my given name is Jennifer.
Right.
And then people call me Jenny. Or they'll then introduce me to somebody else, like, this is Jen, this is Jenny. No. I did not... give permission for you to shorten my name.
You don't know me like that.
So that's one of the reasons I just started going by Jenna, because it is obviously so different than saying I'm Jenny. But I hate Jenny because you can't really shorten that except to Jen.
Yeah.
But most of the time, for whatever reason, people won't shorten Jenna. They won't just be like, oh, this is Jen.
Yeah.
So I just am called what I prefer to be called.
Right.
So.
Well, and that's great.
Yeah.
I love your name. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you.
And even though you hate your middle name, I happen to love it.
Let me just tell everybody.
Well, you have before.
Well, yes, but I mean, there are new people.
Oh, yeah. Newbies. Okay.
My middle name is a surname, and it's a family name, and I've hated it for years. My middle name is Odell, but I would also like to say that I was recently informed that actually the family name was never Odell. It was Adele. So my whole life, I've been stuck with the spelling of Odell, which I detest, when I could have had the middle name Adele.
And you would have loved it.
And I would have loved it. And so I'm real salty about it. And that's it.
And that's that.
Okay?
That's the brew.
See, we could say that's the brew. We should do it.
90 seconds and we're done.
I think it's great.
But truly, though, would 90 seconds ever be enough for us? Absolutely not.
No, it totally could.
No, I don't.
No, we could do it.
90 seconds, Jennifer.
Yes.
Literally, we would get like 3 words and just laugh the whole time.
No, it could
be
a thing because we'd record so many 90-second clips in advance. We'd have a great time. But then what's released is just the 90 seconds, right? We'd plan ahead for each 90-second episode. It'd be so fun.
But like, are you
saying... Like a morning hit, a shot of espresso, your morning shot. It's us.
Wait, but like, are you saying that would take place of our episodes and
it would be a whole other thing, like an offshoot.
So like, we'd still have our like
when 2 hours. When you need your quick daily hit of us, it's the brew.
Okay, wait.
The best 90 seconds of your life.
I'm even more obsessed with that.
Yeah, it's happening, okay? Just so everybody knows.
Wow, that was fun. That was fun. And I feel like I learned a lot about you.
Should we? That's it.
That's the tea.
That's the tea that we've shared.
Yes.
I hope you feel like you know us better. I hope you want to continue sticking around because we'd love to have you joining in on
all the
our
things.
Super real podcast. Yes.
And it's just, cheers. It's a shame every time. Like, listen, we try to get together every week and we try to like,
it doesn't happen.
It doesn't. And it's frustrating, but then it's like, that's life, you know?
That is life.
We get overwhelmed. We get anxious. We get tired. We get stressed. We get like, there's too much on our plate sometimes.
That is true.
But like at the same time, it's unacceptable and it'll never happen again, but it will.
So.
So you're welcome.
And that's the tea.
We'll probably talk to you in another 3 months. No, I'm just kidding.
See you next year. Peace out, 2022. We're moving on.
It's been real. Well, listen, that's all we have for you today. Stay tuned for your little shots of us here and there. What are we going to call again? It's the brew? No.
We'll see.
We will see. I keep butchering it. I'm like,
we will see how that turns
brew
out.
Brew something.
Yeah, anyway. But thanks for joining us for our version of a catch up and our wired autocomplete get to know us.
Whatever it was. Yeah, that was fun.
And I also found out upon searching for the questions that you can actually get a wired autocomplete thing off Amazon and like do it with friends. So
wait,
we should have a trash bag crew hangout.
I'm not in school. Why did I do that?
Just your, I don't know.
That was weird. Like, I felt like I had to raise my hand. Anyway, we should do a video.
What? Okay, this has gotten out of hand.
No, like doing like another one like later when we have a thing in front of us and do like a video punk. Is that what you're talking about?
That's not what I was talking about.
I thought you meant you could buy one on.
But I have an idea. So okay. Hold that bubble thought.
I'll hold it.
Bubble that thought for me.
I'll bubble it.
What is today? Today's Thursday, if you're listening.
Oh, yeah.
We hope you're having a well, if you're listening the day it releases. Whatever day it is for you, we hope you're having a truly wonderful day,
yes,
that you're feeling uplifted. We hope and pray that your day is blessed and beautiful. And just know that we're thankful for you.
And we love you guys. And thank you so much for sticking around. And we're back and better than ever.
We're back and better than ever.
We really
so
are.
2022 is going to be a good year, everybody.
Yes, it is. It has to be. It really has to be.
And when you need
point.
To just like, you're driving, you're going to get groceries, whatever. You just want to like girl chat.
We're here.
Come hang out with us, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. On that note,
we'll see you next time.